B-Pod Studios.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Claire, you sent us an email saying that you wanted to check up on your boyfriend, Tim. Why? What's going on?
So I've known Tim for probably 5 months now, but we've been serious for maybe about 3. But I don't know, just recently I've kind of got the feeling that I'm not the only one. His assistant has always been in contact with me about a schedule, and then he texted me the other day to check my email that Tim was sending me something.
The assistant texted you?
Yeah, his assistant.
Was that unusual to hear from the assistant like that?
She's, you know, in contact with me a lot. We kind of set up our dates through her. I mean, he works for a pretty big company. If I said it, you'd know what it was.
Okay.
But anyways, so I checked my email, and there's an email from Tim, but it wasn't to me. It was to someone named Taylor. And the email said, "Hey, Taylor, you're absolutely amazing. I'm so excited about this relationship, and I feel like it's growing." And at the end of the email was my name, and says, "Continues emails of Claire. I hope that we see each other, continue to see each other, and that we continue to go strong." And I was like, "I'm sorry, what?"
Well, wait, could that be a business? Like, could it be that he was going to send you an email, so you were at the top of mind too, but he also had to send this business email about a business relationship, and the two names just got crossed? I don't know. I'm not defending the guy.
This is a perfect example of why we should do War of the Roses.
Yeah?
Yeah. So okay. I just want to see if maybe there's something else going on.
Okay.
If we call Tim, is his assistant? Do we have to go through his assistant to get to him? I mean, or do you have his direct cell?
No, I have his direct cell.
Okay. All right. Well, let's try and get him to answer.
Okay.
We might end up having to go through the assistant, Loren.
Okay, maybe.
I mean, yeah, and then just be like, who does he want to send the roses to? Hold on.
The assistant probably, yeah, would know.
Yeah. All right.
Hi, Tim. You're just the person I'm looking for. My name is Melissa. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you on our post, and we randomly selected you to get $100 in beautiful free red roses to send to the one that you love.
Okay.
Do you have someone in mind you would like to send free roses to? They're beautiful, very romantic.
This is actually really... I do have somebody in mind. Do you mind if I give you my assistant's number and then they can forward you some information?
Actually, Tim, unfortunately, I have to move on to the next person if I hang up with you. But it literally will just take a second. If you just have the name and then I can fill out the card and then get the address and we'll be done.
Okay, yeah, I can do this. Let's do it.
Okay. So who would you like to send them to?
Taylor.
Okay. And I also have a card for Taylor. What would you like to put on her card?
Oh, geez. Maybe just something along the lines of, like, I'm so sorry I've been super busy lately. Show my appreciation.
Okay. Again, these are romantic roses. Is that okay?
That's perfectly fine.
Okay.
Oh, my God, Tim. This is so sickening.
Hello?
Tim, yeah, you may not have had time for me, but you might want to make some time to explain this to Claire. She's on the phone. You're on Manny, Roy, and Loren's War of the Roses.
I'm so disappointed. All you had to do was be honest with me. And you're seeing other people, and yeah, I don't know what to say.
Listen, Claire, you're totally misconstruing the situation. Taylor is a business consultant partner.
Really?
They said romantic roses.
Twice.
I understand. Sometimes the things I have to do at work are not necessarily what I truly feel, but I have to make them feel like that way.
So to close a deal, you got to send somebody romantic roses?
I mean, I have to make it seem like, you know, I'm not a married man. So sometimes I have to make it seem like, you know, things could be something more
that
they are. And, you know, once a deal
ridiculous.
Is made...
Yeah, that is ridiculous.
Well, who's Taylor?
Taylor works for a fellow corporation that we're trying to merge a deal with.
No, that's too vague. Describe her.
Describe her? Mid-40s, brunette.
What's her position at this company? I'm trying to catch him.
She's a
I'm not buying this. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but even doesn't matter. None of this matters. You can't have an inappropriate relationship even with people you're trying to secure business with. That's not okay.
Claire, do you enjoy the very lavish dates we go on?
Oh my gosh.
I do, but if you're seeing other people, I'm not about it.
All right, Tim, you can't hold that over our head.
Tim, I'm sorry, but I'll just send the details of our breakup to Ashley.
Who's Ashley?
His assistant.
Oh, perfect. We finished the war the way it started.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us mornings at kiss951.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.